brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and Governor Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor. Got some breaking news he's going to be covering in the next segment. Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with a Sunday broadcast. And, of course, I'll be hosting the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Mike, what do you predict then? Because if we look at authoritarians, you'd have to call the implementation program of the globalist kind of a communist socialist system. And they use communists as the mid-level and low-level officers. So it has a communist feel, but it is foreign megabanker-owned. But if we look at what they've done in other countries, China, Ukraine, Russia, they will shut everything down for a decade and kill 10, 20% of the population for control. So who cares if you can't get health care? It's a scam. We implode the economy. I think that's really the attitude. They're in control. The bigger the crisis, the more they can pose. But I think at the same time, it's key that we get the word out that they're behind it. What is your gut on Obamacare and what's going to end up happening out of this?
I think there's a reasonable chance we could end up in a real government attempted takeover slash shutdown martial law situation where, the Obama administration doesn't believe that the people have any rights whatsoever. No due process, no civil rights, no constitutional rights, and certainly no right to choose whether you wish to engage in commerce with a private company, which is, a spiritual right, a constitutional right. But that has been overthrown now by the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts, and Obamacare. So they can do that ad infinitum, and they can tell you have to buy this and that.
They can make Catholics pay for other people's abortions.
And I'm sure they would love to do that because there's a spiritual, there's like a demonic reward for causing death and suffering. I mean, we could get into the higher level, spiritual conversation in this. But in terms of Obamacare itself, I did, during the break, I thought, well, maybe what they'll do is they'll convert the whole thing to a placebo health insurance system. So you log in, you don't really have health coverage, you don't really get to see a doctor, but they'll tell you you're taking a digital pill for your cancer or your heart disease, and then they can have the placebo effect where your mind thinks you have health insurance. So maybe healthcare.gov will become a placebo website. That's the only thing that they can make work by January.
Well, maybe you'll get a can of Obama bites.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're going to have to fake their way through this. And the American people are so they've been so victimized by fluoride and chemotherapy and chemtrails and toxic chemicals and heavy metals. So many of them, unfortunately, have been so damaged and brain damaged by vaccines, literally brain damaged. I'm not sure how many are capable of waking up to this. I know more and more are waking up, but I don't know if that's a big enough number to overthrow true evil. And
did you see the video that Leanne McAdoo did where 14 out of 20 Austinites signed a petition to ban walking without helmets?
No, I didn't see that one, but I've seen, Mark Dice's videos, and they just become increasingly bizarre of what people will agree to do. It just shows that there is no critical thinking left, at least among people walking on the beach there in California. I don't know about elsewhere, but you gotta hope that there's enough. I think there are enough patriots and real thinking people and people who believe in liberty and believe in Jeffersonian freedoms that we can take this country back from tyrants. We can restore the republic. We can restore justice.
If we don't, what's going to happen?
Civil war, man. That's the only outcome. Because there's a lot of people. You and I are both here in Texas. Texas is not going to go down without a fight. Let me tell you. Just talking to people face to face, Texas is not going to surrender to Obama without a fight.
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, the people downtown at UT literally don't know what their name is, literally are like brain damaged zombies. And then you go 5 miles out to a farm, they're totally smart, self sufficient, know what's going on.
Homeschooled kids are the future of America.
Well said. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Look forward to having you back again soon and the big announcement coming up in December.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
All right. He's a busy, busy elf there with the technicals, with all the stuff he's building and creating. It's great to have Mike Adams so close to us here in Austin, Texas. All right. We're going to come back with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. Stay with us. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3. 663 freezedryguy.com.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest, and I want to get into a petition he's launched to try to regain our liberties and end the government shutdown. I want to talk about the Gallup poll with him showing 18% approval total for government, 10% for Congress, 60% say they don't like either party. It's really a lot higher than that. We're going to cover the waterfront with Jesse Ventura. He's also about to start his own big show that's off the grid from outside occupied U.S. So that's exciting. We'll cover it all with Jesse Ventura. Always great to hear his voice and have him on with us. But I want to, first off, get your take on the fact that the entire political spectrum is turning against the left-right a Republican-Democratic system. That's exactly what your book before last called for, Governor.
Well, you know, maybe all I can say, Alex, is maybe the people have had enough and maybe they're going to become vigilant again, like what our forefathers had in mind, what our country was supposed to be, was active, involved citizenry, looking at continuing to keep the government in check and in letting them know something that, Alex, we've allowed them to perpetrate, and that is we've forgotten we're the boss. We're supposed to be the boss. I think people have lost sight of that fact, and they've been misled to believe that somehow the government's the boss and we work for them. And it's not supposed to be that way, and I certainly hope they're waking up to that.
That sounds like the way the Founding Fathers talked, or anybody else in world history that wanted freedom. That sounds like extremist talk, Governor.
Well, you know, it probably is extremist talk. Extreme freedom. And that's what our country was founded upon. They're the fathers of our country. They have the vision. Let's live the vision. And they put that vision down in a document called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that's the fabric of our nation, and we need to live by those documents, or we're not the nation that they wanted us to be.
Well, Governor, you're a humble guy overall, getting to know you personally, but also on air. You don't really toot your own horn, but for over a decade, you've been speaking out against the violations of liberties and freedoms prominently in the national press. Before that as well, and it was governor, but you've really gotten more awake, in my perspective, the last decade or so on the NSA spying, the secret police, the NDAA, the Patriot Act. And we're criticized for that, or saying our government runs Al-Qaeda, stages false flags. That's now mainstream news. I think the establishment owes us an apology. Now, I'm not holding my breath expecting it, but I think it's important for us to say, hey, we were right, you were wrong. What do you say to that?
I agree. I mean, I've been talking about these issues now for over a decade, you know, a lot. And probably I even talked about them back when I used to do my own talk radio in Minnesota in the 90s. I was always questioning government then. That was one of the reasons, while I was questioning government, that I ended up becoming governor of the state of Minnesota. Because there was a major thing that happened in Minnesota that I felt very strongly about, and I got on my soapbox on the radio show and did my tirade on it. And lo and behold, at the end of the tirade, I just made an off-the-cuff statement of, well, maybe I ought to run for governor.
And the rest is history.
And that's how it all started, to where I then did it and was successful at doing it. And ever since now, I've been locked into this battle with the Democrats and Republicans and the status quo of our country. I mean, I'm astounded, Alex, when you see that the approval rating of Congress is at 10%, and yet they still get reelected. How can that be?
Well, we know there's massive election fraud. It's not total, but it's been proven. If somebody has
not to that level, Alex. I can't believe that other candidates are winning and they're able to fraud out and only Democrats and Republicans. I think it falls on us. We, for some reason, have been so programmed that the only person you can vote for is a Democrat or Republican, and we have to break that programming.
Oh, well, I agree. That's the main reason. But added to that, there's also all the special interest money that goes to Republicans and Democrats, so only they can get their name out to people, so the public only knows about them.
That's true, too. Well, look at it, the situation. They have a perfect situation, because they're in charge and they get to make the rules. Imagine, let's put it into a football. Everybody, it's football season. We all love football. Imagine if your football team was real good at passing the ball, but you weren't that good at running the ball. And let's say the first half of the game, you got a one touchdown lead because you could throw the ball well. But then the other side, at halftime, they got to change the rules now, and they said throwing passes is now illegal. You're going to have to run. Well, that's what we're up against when the Democrats and Republicans make the rules. They're going to change the rules which benefit them, just like districting. When they make these congressional districts, 400 and some throughout the country,
the gerrymandering.
There is only a handful that are even competitive. They already know the Republicans going to win here and the Democrats going to win there, and they make the districts accordingly.
So they share power like the mafia.
Up with 30-year career politicians.
Yeah, they share power like the mafia.
Yes.
Wow. And you wrote a book about...
Well, actually, I shouldn't say yes. I don't know that much about the mafia.
Well, that's what the mafia does, is they have territories.
I know about what government does. I know a whole lot more about what government does than what the mafia does, so I'll take your word for it.
Well, sure. I mean, mafias have territories, and they have deals, they have commission meetings, and that's what the Republicans and Democrats have done. Is, I mean, you... You compared them to the Crips and the Bloods.
Yeah, with my apologies to the Crips and the Bloods, and here's why. Think of this, Alex. These parties are worse than the Crips and Bloods because they affect each and every one of us. The Crips and Bloods only affect people where they're at.
That's right.
Like in L.A. You know, that's their stronghold. But these guys affect everybody, whether you live in the far reaches up in Wyoming and Montana or you live on the beaches of Florida. These people and what they
that's
do
right.
affect each and every one of us. That makes them worse.
Well, that's my biggest gripe with this system. And now they're grabbing people from countries that don't have extradition agreements with the so-called U.S. There's like nowhere to run.
Well, I could tell you this. If I became president, the first two people, the first thing I would do, I would executively pardon both Bradley Manning and Snowden.
No, that'd be great.
I would pardon them immediately because whistleblowers on the government are not bad. They are good. Because if our government's out there and if they're breaking their own laws and they're doing what they're not supposed to be doing, and a government employee has the courage to come out and go public to inform us, the people, that's telling the boss. So the government employee is doing the right thing. He's seeing malfeasance in the workplace, and he's going to the boss, which is us, the people. We have to get that back in our heads. Again, like I said earlier, we are the boss. Well, why should a person be chastised or reprimanded or sent to jail for doing the right thing?
You're right. Tosh Plumlee is a CIA contractor, a very famous whistleblower, still works in contracting. He gave Fox News the interview, it came out last night, of what really happened in Benghazi, and now the government's coming after him. I want to shift gears out of the whistleblowers for a moment and then come back from break and get into the petition you've got going, taking action with Governor Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, joins us. But before we go to break, they are now playing this announcement all over the country at airports. I know you haven't been there in over 2 years because you have been protesting it, but I've seen you argue with the TSA, just say, hey, this is wrong, this is ridiculous. I do the same thing. They're now airing announcements that if you make a joke or that if you do anything, they're going to arrest you. There's no law. You're not saying there's a bomb. But if you laugh at them or if you say this is ridiculous, which I do every time I fly, well, then they're going to arrest you. I want to play you the announcement that they're playing in Houston. Here it is.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
All right, that reminds me of The Running Man where they say, don't be out after dark, you'll be permanently detained. I'm about to pop a Cadre Cola here, Jesse. I mean, this is crazy. That's George Herbert Walker Bush Airport out of Houston. What do you say to that?
Well, it doesn't surprise me because remember my court case, Alex? When I sued the TSA and Homeland Security and was thrown out of court, the judge's ruling was she didn't have jurisdiction. And I told everybody, you need to understand that all airports in America today, the Constitution and Bill of Rights does not exist. So you don't have the First Amendment out there because there's nowhere you can go to seek redress. I tried. And they throw it out of court. You can't get your day in court. That way they don't have to deal with it. And so I've told people, remember, when you're in airports, you have no protection under the Constitution. You have no protection under the Bill of Rights. So hearing that message, I fully understand it because they don't have to abide by the First Amendment. Unpopular speech at an airport could get you thrown in jail. And that's what the First Amendment is supposed to grant us. To protect unpopular speech, because popular speech, needless to say, does not need protecting. So it's not shocking to me, Alex. I lived it trying to go to court to see if I had any Bill of Rights protection. protection.
Well, that's why I brought it up. I know you've had your...
But I did not.
I know you've had your battles. Let's come back and talk more about that and then the petition with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. We'll also talk about his new book, already a bestseller. I got to say, one of the best and up-to-date JFK books I've ever read, and it ties it into everything that's happening now. This is the book to get. We'll tell you about it on the other side.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Alex Jones here, talking to Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, best-selling author, the new book, They Killed Our President, available at InfoWarsStore.com and find bookstores everywhere. You can follow Governor Ventura on his Facebook as well, the official Jesse Ventura Facebook. We have links to that up on the screen for folks that want to follow it. Going back to the governor here elaborating, and he was still fired up during the break talking about the TSA, and I got physically upset this morning when I saw the video and the audio of the announcement, and then my crew was like, oh, you didn't know that's been going on the last 6 months? Everybody in the office that's flown has heard it, and they now yell at you when you're going through line. It's like they're there to let you know you're a slave. This is a conscious project. Then there's nothing to charge you with. They just threaten you. But I have read about them actually arresting people and claiming disorderly conduct. If you just say, I don't like you grabbing my genitals. Well, I guess that's terrorism. Governor, they're now expanding into the highways. Here in Austin, they have random TSA checkpoints now. I guess if I say, no, you're not grabbing my wife's breast, I guess I go to jail. They're now God. I now live in North Korea.
Oh, you know, it started, that stuff started in Tennessee. They were the first state that they're called TSA Viper Team.
That's right.
And they're out on the highways. I can't believe they're down in Texas now, too. I guess they're spreading like cancer. And, you know, I hope it doesn't get to that, because I drive to and from Mexico every year, and I hope that every state I go through, I don't have to face the fact of being randomly pulled over for no reason just to see, you know, if I have a wrong bumper sticker on my car or something that they might suggest that I'm not following the state policy line. I don't know.
Well, in the future, you'll probably have to, like, shine their shoes or they'll arrest you.
Well, again, it's our fault because we've allowed it to get this way. We have to be vigilant. We have to be active citizens, what our forefathers wanted for this great country of ours to be. And we haven't done that. We're following like sheep, and we're marching in line like lemmings. And the few of us that get out of line, then get, you know, we take the brunt end of it. Either they try to assassinate you, what you stand for and who you are, or in the case of John Kennedy, physically they assassinate you.
Governor, I want to get into your petition, but I mean, you never brag about this or anything, but I've had a chance to talk to you, and I also know a lot about World War II history and know some of the ground that Audie Murphy chewed there in Germany. Your dad was a war hero, had a bunch of battle stars, blew up a bunch of tanks, was in some of the same major battles as Audie Murphy, all that stuff. What would your dad today, because you see all these World War II vets crossing the picket line, not allowed to be on the National Mall. What would your dad think?
My dad was against the Vietnam War before the hippies were. I remember it as a kid. I was coming home before hippies were even out there protesting. I would come home from school, and of course, I was being taught that we were stopping the domino effect of communism, while today I've learned at the same time the people behind the Iron Curtain, as they called it, were being told we must stop the capitalist imperialists from taking over the world.
Sure.
So both peoples were being sold the same bill of goods. But I remember my dad sitting at the dinner table, and my father had, I think, six or seven bronze battle stars. And I come from a rare family where my mother is also a World War II veteran. She was a nurse in North Africa. And my dad was so against the Vietnam War before the hippies even were. And I, at that age, I couldn't understand why. But as I grow older now, I realize that my dad gets smarter all the time and thinks that he only had an eighth grade education.
Well, he'd be proud of what you're doing now. Just the image of World War II vets being arrested, and they're just arresting people at the Grand Canyon, and when tourists pull in, they're pointing guns at them. I mean, the government's crazy.
Well, you know, it's every time I cross a border, I go through one of these immigration checks, I always have my window down, and I say to the agent, please don't violate our Constitution and Bill of Rights, you as an individual. I appeal to them. Don't let it happen, because you know, even the government employees need to understand, yes, you're doing your job, but you need to have the courage. If they're asking you to do something that you know is against the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, then, and you don't stand up for it, well, then you're not a hero. You're not doing for our country what we need to have done. And that's people within the government standing up for those two great documents and not just doing it because your boss tells you you're supposed to. That's how they get away with stuff.
You're right. Stay there. I want to come back and get into the petition and other world news events that are taking place. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. The book, They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK, with the 50th anniversary coming up. InfoWarsStore.com to get the book and support the broadcast. We'll be right back with a long segment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work, and the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back 7 o'clock weeknights with InfoWars Nightly News. I'm hosting the news tonight. Already hosted a few days ago. And I'll be back live this Sunday, Lord willing. 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the abbreviated Sunday transmission. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. And now I want to get into the main reason he's here, this petition he's gotten behind and he's promoting that he wants to get millions of signatures for. It's a really good idea to take action. We're going to go over some of the things that are in the petition. But finishing up with war being a racket and finishing your story about your dad and your mom, Why was your dad, before it was even cool, before it was even officially starting, against the Vietnam War, being a World War II decorated veteran himself?
Well, I always remember my dad, Alex, saying to me, this isn't about stopping communism. He said, somebody's over there making big money. And this is back in the early 60s when Vietnam was just starting up. And my dad, and he sure as heck was right on, because it had nothing to do with stopping communism. None of the wars do. Now, I don't care what. If Smedley Butler said it in his book, War is a Racket, they're always orchestrated so that somebody is going to profit and make huge amounts of money. Take a look at our most recent wars and take a look at Halliburton.
That's right. It's just disgusting how all these corrupt interests are just getting away with it.
Smedley Butler stated, and he's 100 years ago almost, he said he didn't fight for the American people. He fought for the United Fruit Corporation. When they didn't get cooperation in Central and South America, they'd send in the Marines to get it.
And now Homeland Security is going to send in their own forces to make sure we do what they say.
Apparently so. Just like this whole thing in Syria. It's really because the Assad government is not approving an oil pipeline.
That's right, big part of it.
You know, and so they want to get a government in there that will grant the wishes of the oil company and let the pipeline go through. That's why there's this rise up. You're not going to tell me this is an organized, the people are doing it because they're oppressed. They're being instigated to do it because they want, now would a new government be good? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. You know, I often look at Iraq today and I say, is Iraq better off today or were they better off before?
It's way worse.
I got to figure they were better off before.
Well, same thing with Egypt, same thing with Libya. I mean, here's CNS News. Syrian rebels swap crosses atop churches for al-Qaeda flags. I mean, this is like the worst group you can put in. I mean, this is the atrocities they commit. Jerusalem Post, they're accusing Syrian rebels of committing war crimes. I mean, that's like asking that a bear went in the bathroom in the woods or fish swim in the ocean. I mean, it's just...
Alex, the whole thing about Syria using chemical weapons, what hypocrisy that is. We've been using chemical weapons for 60-some years.
That's
what's
right.
Napalm?
Well, they got caught using real nerve gas in Vietnam. Well, what do you think DU is? It's got a 4-billion-year half-life. It's a radiation weapon.
Well, you know, there you go. So, you know, we're such hypocrites. We point our fingers at other countries and shake them at them. We ought to hold up a mirror and once in a while take a look at it.
I agree. I want to go to your petition, the reason you're here. But
sure.
You're a smart guy. I mean, you've been around. You're street smart as well. I've studied history. Cultures tend to go crazy and collapse sometimes. Power elites go crazy more often than not. The establishment, I mean, here's an example. A national study out, a global UN study, 91% of nuclear reactors of 400-plus worldwide are leaking. They don't even fix them now. All sorts of other maintenance in corporate and government systems, like the engineers told BP, as you know, you did an investigation on it, you cannot dump salt water on top of this. You have to dump concrete. I don't care if it'll save you hundreds of millions of dollars. This will blow up. And when the head engineer refused to do it, they removed him and put somebody in that would. And that's what I'm saying. Why would John Corzine make 41 bets with people's private bank accounts as the head of MF Global? I'm saying the people running things are crazy. It seems like they've gone nuts. They think they're invincible. I mean, they're just doing crazy things. What do you think's going on here?
Well, Alex, they're not crazy. It's working, isn't it?
I guess it is.
Well, then how are they crazy?
I guess we're crazy now.
We're crazy. Yeah, it's time for us to look in the mirror. And, you know, they can only get away with it because we allow them to.
But how does it, I mean, if I was the head of BP drilling and I wasn't an engineer, I wouldn't say dump salt water on top of a well when you're drilling instead of concrete. And the engineer goes, it's going to blow up. I don't care. Do it. I mean, there is some craziness there.
Certainly there is, and obviously the person saying it isn't going to be standing by the explosion either, are they?
No, exactly.
So that, yeah, well, that's like it's easy to go to war, because the people that send you to war, they're not going to be fighting it, you are. And they're not going to get hurt, they're not going to, you know, one of the most disgusting things I ever saw with George Bush was when the press had him outside the White House, he was waiting for Laura, they were tap dance around for the press and said, gee, Laura and I are having such fun being the president. And I thought, yeah, well, you got these young kids. Couldn't you at least be solemn? You've taken us to two wars. Young men and women are dying halfway around the world, and you're dancing around with your tuxedo on,
wow,
telling everybody what a good time you're having.
You just touched on something. Just being a news person and knowing all this, I feel guilty if I go to a movie or if I go fishing or if I try to go learn how to play golf again. But then I realize, no, I got to have some time off or I'll go crazy. But I feel guilty when I'm working so late because I want to be with my kids. But then I feel guilty if I don't go work because I know how much trouble the country's in. And then meanwhile, these politicians reportedly during the shutdown have been drunk the entire time, partying and having sex like it's funny.
And it is to them because they make the rules. It's that simple. I remember when I first won governor. And I had all my best friends from the old neighborhood over to the governor's residence for dinner. And one of my best friends proposed a toast and held the glass up and just simply said, it's good to be king.
Yeah.
You know, and we were doing it laughingly because here's a kid from the old neighborhood. How the hell could he become the governor? And here we are sitting in the governor's residence,
sure,
eating dinner, which none of my friends ever believed they'd do in their lifetime. But yet, what he said was so profound, because it is good to be king. And right now, they're the kings. And so, you know, we're the minions. We allegedly have to do what they want us to, but we weren't supposed to be that way. We're supposed to be in control electing them. And my view is this, Alex. Every one of them should be voted out of office that caused the government shutdown.
Well, there's this new movement going that sounds something like you'd say called Throw the Bums Out. In fact, there's a big...
Well, that's a new old movement. That was brought up about 20-some years ago that appeared first.
Sure, but I'm saying it's back. It's back.
It's a new old movement with new ignition to it.
Shifting gears into why you're here, and people can go to change.org and be part of it, and people say, oh, this won't save the world. Hey, it'll get a lot of attention. It'll bring focus. It'll show examples of how to fix things. We've done petitions,
Alex,
that have made...
Alex, I can tell you this from experience. Elected officials, the most important thing for them is getting reelected. That's the most important thing. That's why I can unequivocally tell people, if they sign this petition and we get it up to 5 or 10 million, let's pipe dream and think we can get it that far on the Internet, because we can on the Internet. If we can get it up that high, trust me, it will have an impact, because I tried to get unicameral in Minnesota, single house legislature, but because the people didn't respond with cards and letters and communication, the elected officials knew it was too confusing for the people, and they didn't want to, it wasn't hype.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm saying petitions work. I was saying big petitions work. We've done them, and they've become huge news items, and it's gotten things done, and you being behind it and getting everybody behind it, very exciting. The headline is federal elected officials in the government shutdown and regain our civil liberties, a petition by former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. So go over the petition with us and tell folks how they go sign on to it.
Well, you know, the petition covers a variety of things. It covers abolishing the Patriot Act, no more government shutdowns, for them to look at abolishing the income tax and going to a national sales tax, which, let me make that a quick argument, that would make we, the citizens, number one. Just think of it this way. You would get your money first, not second. Right now, you get your money second. Let's end that and give you your money first, and the government gets it second. And it goes on to just other straight common sense things that we need to have done in this country and that should be done and should be part of what the United States is.
It's a great idea. We can get rid of the other taxes with it. My problem is they may try to slap it on top of the others, but I agree it's a good idea overall and it's constitutional.
You've got to abolish the income tax.
Sure.
That's the trade-off. Imagine this, Alex. With no income tax, you'd never have to face an audit again. Never. Because all taxes would be paid business to government, which they already do. And then people have said to me, well, what do you do with the internal revenue if they're not, you know, you reverse their role. You make it so that they watch the corporate.
a great idea.
You know, you get them not watching us. Reverse them. And the national sales tax would do all those things.
Well, plus the sales tax, it's hard to get out of, so it would actually bring the revenue in, and then you decide when and where you want to pay tax.
Sure, if you don't want to pay any taxes this week, don't buy nothing. And it can be done like this too, Alex. You don't have to tax food, and you don't have to tax clothing unless, say, the article of clothing is worth more than $150.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is slavery when they take your money and then give you some of it back. I mean, that is incredible.
Exactly, and the national sales tax would change all that. Plus, here's another big part of it. It would force the government to live with the economy. Because if we're not buying nothing, they're not getting any money.
I think it's a great idea. My problem is they always say they're going to do it, and then they say, oh, but we're going to have the Social Security tax, which is still there, that's really the income tax, that they can jack back up later, but I do support that.
Alex, they're never going to do this. That's why we need to elect people that will.
I agree. Let's go over more of the petition, and where's the best place for people to find the link directly to it, at your Facebook?
Yeah, they can go to my Facebook, or like I said, www.change.org/JesseVentura. Multiple ways you can get there. The petition's there. I really encourage people. It don't take but a second to sign it if you agree with it. I can't imagine anybody that listens to Alex Jones who wouldn't agree with it.
And you're launching it right now, folks. All need to go there. I'm going to have an article put out at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to try to force this out there, even to just make the media look at the solutions in here. What do you think about the spectacle of the communist Chinese and the IMF and others lecturing us on the debt limit, and then Obama saying raising the debt limit does not raise the amount of debt we have? I mean, this is getting crazy.
I don't begrudge the Chinese nothing. I mean, how much in debt are we to them?
$1.3 trillion.
There you go. They have a dog in the fight. They don't want to lose their money, too. So I don't begrudge the Chinese saying something. Hell, if somebody owed me money like that and was going to quit their job or whatever, I'd go up to them and say, wait a minute here. You owe me some money. If you quit your job, I'm not going to get paid.
Oh, no, I get why that's happening. I'm saying look at our country maneuvered into this position, as Ron Paul said earlier when he was on in the last hour. He said, look, they've given tens of trillions to foreign banks. They bailed out mega corporations. They always wait to pay the veterans who are disabled till last, just like the city only fills the potholes last after they've gotten all the money they want. They're holding us hostage is my point.
Oh, completely. I was on last week with Congressman Paul, and the wonderful thing about being on with him is we agree. It's like going on with you, Alex. We're all in complete agreement. And the only beef I had with Ron Paul was that he's not there anymore. You know, I thought, here's the one guy I knew in Congress that I could go to. I could get an interview with him when I had a TV show, and that he would talk to me, and he would tell me the truth as he saw it. And that's the kind of guys I like, are people that tell me the truth. I don't have to agree with you. You don't have to agree with me. But we at least know we're getting the truth. We're not
straight shooters. Straight shooters.
Yes.
But look, we're not Jesse Ventura, Ron Paul, Alex Jones. The truth is, we're nothing special. The average American thinks like we do. All the polls show it. The problem is, like you said, both parties have rigged the game. They're up there. It doesn't matter if they're unpopular. They've rigged the game. And then they act like we're weird because we just want our American system back.
Well, then we have to take it back.
I agree with you.
If they're not going to cooperate and they're not going to do the jobs that we elect them to do, then how many times do I have to tell people stop putting them in office?
Let me ask you this. In your gut, because you live in Mexico part of the time now, hedging your bets, you've got a big show that's about to launch that I think has a great idea how you're like from behind enemy lines or from outside the occupied America, and I can't wait to see that and hear that. But Governor Ventura, in your gut, what do you think is going to end up happening, even midterm, long-term in this country?
I don't know. I always believe the American dream that no matter what will prevail, because we're the greatest experiment that's ever happened on the planet Earth as far as governing goes. I always want to dream that it shall never, you know, disappear. But, you know, the reality is that what I'm seeing out there and things that are happening and freedoms of the middle class being destroyed, because the great thing about the United States that made it different from every country was the middle class. And you can see the complete assault on the middle class. I'm not sure if the middle class exists anymore right now. Because kids go to school now and they begin their lives, what is it, $35,000 in debt minimum?
That's right. It's a rigged game. And the middle class, they say, is about 20% of what it was in the 50s, and it's about to be gone.
And that's what I fear, Alex, as I look at it. It's much the same as when you look at a species of animals, where humans start to abuse them, and pretty soon that species no longer exists. They almost did it with the gray whale. Now they're almost doing it with elephants and rhinos over ivory. We may never see another elephant or rhino on the planet, so I urge people, don't buy ivory.
So it may be the end of men, the end of America, the end of John Wayne, and when Jesse Ventura goes, the end of the end of freedom.
Well, we know one thing. John Wayne may be ending, and I'm happy on one account. You know what that is?
What's that?
I'm one of these.
Hold on. Stay there. We got to go to break, Governor.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can bacon combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Can run on. Folks, I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing overdrive today in the fourth hour with some breaking news. It may be on the nightly news at 7 o'clock tonight. We got some big stuff breaking. I'll find out during the break. We got former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, on his new book. We sell it. It's excellent. They killed our president. Very powerful book, InfoWarsStore.com, or bookstores everywhere. But getting it from us obviously supports us and the governor's important work as well, and free speech in this country that's under attack with the whistleblowers. But Ventura said he'd love to come on sometime and have people that disagree call in. So next time he's on, at least for half the interview, we'll open the phone up for people to disagree, because it is entertaining and informative, and he gets to hear their perspective. So he asked for it. We'll do it next time. But, Governor, you got cut off by the satellite break. It's automatic. Make your point about the Redskins, sir.
Well, what I wanted to say on that is this. I used to do I broadcasted the NFL for 3 years, two for Tampa, one for Minnesota, and I purposely would, to the best of my knowledge, I never used that nickname. I found it offensive. I would only refer to them as Washington. It's this simple. Could you walk up to a Native American on the street you did not know and call them a Redskin? Hey, Redskin, come here.
Or walk up, hey, redneck. No, I mean, I get it can be seen as offensive. I just think it's grandstanding when Obama makes a big deal out of it when he's bombing brown people.
I disagree. I don't believe it's grandstanding. I think it's grandstanding when you hear the owner of the team saying that it's not racist and no one should be offended.
Sure, when they go after players for lesser stuff, they say
well,
it's racist.
Look at the kid in Philadelphia. The kid in Philadelphia, it says a racial slur and it's caught on tape, and the NFL sends him to school sensitivity training. Well, what it shows me is this. We as individuals can be accused of racism, but corporations can't be.
Very good point.
A corporation in Washington that has a racial nickname and nothing, oh, we're keeping it, our fans love it. And the only reason that it's that term Redskin is okay is because John Wayne said it in the movie.
Now, I understand that, and that's how it came up. But my point, Jesse, is this. What I'm trying to get at here is this. I get it can have that connotation. I'm not debating that. And I get the double standard. That's a great point you've made. I'm not even disagreeing. It's okay to disagree. I just don't. I want to be clear. My issue is Obama running Al-Qaeda, bombing and killing all these brown-skinned people, destabilizing Africa. He brings it up because it makes him look good to divert off into racial issues. I get your point.
Well, remember, though, now, Alex, his are for national security.
Oh, of course, exactly.
So I'm sure you can be you can say a racist thing with national security, too.
Of course.
My thing is, the NFL should do the right thing. Come on. They couldn't have a team, say, from San Francisco and call them the Yellowskins and depict them as Chinese, could they?
But I think the argument is like the Minnesota Vikings, who I know you like. I mean, they...
Yeah, but that's different. That's an individual. It's like the guy I saw. He had on his shirt, I'm a Cherokee, not a Redskin. Nobody's debating there isn't elements of our society like Vikings and like this and that and the different tribes. Fine and dandy.
Well, you know what? I take your point.
An entire calling them Redskins.
Well, I've seen them change the name of schools from Indians, saying we don't like being your mascot.
Well, they're entitled to say that.
But then they control everything.
Offensive.
Yeah.
This thing is beyond that. It's and for the NFL to chastise one of their players, what hypocrisy!
Oh, no, listen, I agree with you there. I agree with you there. So, well, listen, I hope to get you back soon. If not, I guess it'll be in the spring, and good luck down in Mexico.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you again soon. And to all your listeners out there, keep up the fight.
And go sign the petition.
Absolutely. Sign the petition, and that's part of the fight.
And it's an official Jesse Ventura on Facebook. Thank you, Governor.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Bye.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if I'm going to end the transmission now, because I've got all this breaking news. I got to find out during the break if we've got another live guest coming on. Infowars.com/show. To find out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.